Getting techie.
We're getting techie today with Shams from Dell, who joins us every fortnight. Welcome back.
Hi.
It's good to see you all suited and booted today.
Yes, I'm actually flying to Nairobi in a few hours.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
Yeah, I actually enjoy Nairobi. You were talking about e-destinations and the zoo thing. You know, I agree with this whole topic of not letting the animals be caged and everything. But, you know, so from that perspective, Nairobi is great. But one thing I would say is not everybody can afford to send their kids out to destinations where animals are not.
Yeah, I think you can still grow up without having to see the animals in person. Yeah. I don't believe that you have to be able to see them. Like, that's not the justification for me for keeping them in a cage. Like, yeah, my kid has definitely got to see a tiger.
Put him in
a
cage.
So unfortunately, we can't afford to go and see a tiger where the tiger lives. They're going to have to just see it in a cage.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. So looking at tech and travel, you have done a fantastic list. It's like a holiday list, like a shopping list of things we can put on our suitcase when we travel.
The Shumps' shopping list. Yes.
This
I was thinking about, you know, Father's Day, and I was thinking, what would I do?
Ooh. Have you rang home and said happy Father's
Yes,
Day?
Yes, I have. I have done that.
I haven't done that yet.
No, I have. Yes. I'm a good lad.
That's really good. Really good. I'm going to do it after the show.
There you go.
Yeah. I'll get it done. Don't let me forget whatever happens.
I take credit.
Yeah, you're a better child than I am, Shams.
There we go.
You should record that. I love it when you call your dad Steph. He's just such a character.
He is a
Please
character.
Phone him and record it.
I tried to get him a present this year as well, but I asked my sister for his address, and she didn't come back to me until this morning, so it's too
late.
Let's
see if we can get Steph to pick one of my items from the holiday list.
Well, I've looked
at
these.
If it matches her dad's
taste. Oh, any of them under 100 dirhams?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. I've looked at this list, and no, there's nothing under.
Oh, it's not going to work for Steph.
Oh, maybe not for me then. But it might for other people. So these would also double up as good Father's Day presents, would they?
Yes, I was thinking holiday list, you know, travel. I was thinking travel tech gifts for the holidays, or whether you're traveling, or whether you need to prep gifts for other road warriors.
Okay, where are we going to start?
I think I'm going to start with smart luggage, you know, travel, tech, luggage. It's the in thing now. You know, traveling can be joy or pain. I've been very lucky. I've never lost my luggage. No, that's not true. I haven't permanently lost my luggage. My luggage has been left by certain air carriers I will not name. And it's a real pain. Suitcases, though, are today going electronic, you know. So this is a big deal. And apparently the digitization of suitcases into smart bags, not the Louis Vuitton smart bag, with built-in technology, is really the biggest thing since, luggage innovation since the 1970s. So there's a lot happening, you know, GPS and tracking, bags that follow you, bags smart enough to send themselves to destination, internal scales that tell you how much your luggage weighs, remote or digital fingerprint locks, and all sorts of other stuff. So there's a lot of stuff, and I want to talk about one particular bag that I think is leading the market when it comes to digitization.
See, I have a little bit of a problem with this, only because I believe that when I give my bag to the airline that I'm flying with, it's their job to innovate and to find ways of not losing that bag. It's not my job to spend more on the bag in the first place. They shouldn't be passing the costs down to the passenger to sort this problem out.
But the problem is, that's right. So that's great if it always happens. But how many bags are lost how many millions of hours are spent for poor people looking for their bags? It's just a reality.
I can give you statistics. This is really a response. The whole going digitization is in response to exactly what Michelle is talking about. 24 million lost worldwide since last counted in 2014. A lot of bags go missing. Now, also in particular, remember my focus. I'm not talking about luggage that I'm checking in. I never check in luggage. I'm only doing carry-ons. So from that perspective, these are bags, this particular bag that I want to talk about called the Blue Smart, that has a lot of good tech in there. It's got a good balance.
But you should never lose that bag if it's your carry-on. You're carrying it.
You'd be surprised, you know, sitting on red-eye flights, sometimes I've missed my passport, sometimes left it in the lounge, and then you're finding yourself running back because at the gate you realize, oh my God, I don't have my boarding pass, so you have to run back and get it. But yeah, bags, it'll be just nice to have. In the end, we're talking about travel and tech. Most of the time, tech is not a necessity. So here, this is about convenience, I would say. The Blue Smart Bag is really awesome. Why don't you take a listen to this clip that will actually help you better understand this thing.
This is how they're trying to sell it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, flight 1427 to New York is now boarding at gate 3. Please hurry so you can find a place to store your carry-on luggage. Assuming you were even able to carry it on and the airline didn't make you check it because you packed too much. Hopefully you all have a BlueSmart, the world's first smart carry-on suitcase.
Introducing BlueSmart, the first carry-on that connects to your smartphone with revolutionary features. Pull the handle, and the app will tell you the exact weight of your carry-on so that you never have to check it because you pack too much. Forget about keys or combinations. Control the lock from the app. And if for any reason you need to part ways with your BlueSmart, worry not, it will automatically lock itself. Life's too short to fight for an outlet. BlueSmart will recharge your electronic devices with our super powerful built-in battery. So relax. BlueSmart will alert you if you ever leave it behind. Or if it finds a new friend. And if it's ever lost, you'll be able to track its location. You will breeze through airport security thanks to easy access to your electronic devices. With BlueSmart, anyone can travel smart.
So I'm guessing from that clip then that they have little pockets that your laptop would go in that makes it easy to get it out and...
Right. I mean, it is designed from that perspective, you know, where the laptop can easily fit right in the front rather than somewhere inside. You don't have to carry your own briefcase for laptops, for example. I would say one con with this bag is with the battery pack attached, you can't actually check it into luggage.
Oh.
Am I correct? Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't know, but I'm guessing.
Lithium batteries.
Yes. So you actually can't check them into luggage, is my understanding.
Wow, but that's going to be a real thing for them.
You
then.
Have to check them into luggage, don't you?
No, you...
Because that's the problem.
I think you cannot.
You know what? Oh. I feel like that problem is very up in the air at the moment, isn't it?
Because it's with the laptops that we're getting confused. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think with the BlueSmart, and any bag that actually... BlueSmart's not the only one that has a battery pack attached to it. You cannot actually check it in. But let's discuss this. Looking at the features, and an unbiased opinion, I'll start. What are the actual features that would actually be, you know, something that I truly cannot live without? So the battery pack would be one. I think I would go with the whole GPS tracking the bag.
See, I'm not sure about that. Because even if it goes missing and you can track it, does that help you get it back?
I think so. No, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, it would if it's still in your vicinity, but if you're then in a different country.
Still, it'll help me get it back. I can follow it, I can track it. That's half the problem. Where's the bag?
There's no way I'm losing my carry-on, though.
Yeah, the carry-on, that's the thing. They should put this in checked-in luggage, because not many people will lose the carry-on.
And also
with the GPS, like, you might be able to see, okay, it's actually gone to the wrong airport. Yeah. Great, I can assist the airline.
Yeah, then it would be really helpful.
But what happens if it's, like, somebody's house? You know what I mean? Like, you're, like, knocking at the door. Excuse me.
I'd be there.
At the door.
that's my life in there. as a frequent traveler, that's it. That's my stuff. Knock on the door. Oh, wait, give me my bag back. Won't even be, excuse me.
Are they good looking, these bags?
I like Tumi bags in particular. So these particular bags...
We spoke to Tumi before, actually, and they were telling us about this tech. Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
We chatted to them.
I actually don't really think they're... They're decent, yes. They're decent. They would fly.
They would fly. Nice fun.
I love this handle thing.
Really?
The weighing. Oh my gosh, I think this is the best
thing. I was going to say that that's the one I don't like.
No, because how many times, like, when you go up to check in the bag and they say to you, okay, you can have this many kilograms, but they have to be spread across these two bags this way.
Yes.
And it's so confusing because you get up with, you just have one bag. You're like, oh, I just have one bag, but it's 1 kilogram over. You know, you can take that kilogram, but that kilogram has to be in another bag because there's all these laws and regulations about how many kilograms workers have to pick up.
Yeah.
So I think that this is brilliant. If you know that it's just a little bit too heavy, you can move things around before you even leave home instead of being that person at the airport, like, pulling out all your stuff in the middle of check-in.
You could also use it as scales on the trip. You know, if you were going somewhere a little bit remote with the carry-on, maybe you could get on it every couple of days.
Well, talk about remote destinations. One of the nice things, I don't think it's a necessity, but I have run into these kinds of, you know, troubled spots where you have no Wi-Fi access, no GPS access, nothing. So this thing does actually offer you, you know, Wi-Fi hotspots. It offers you SIM cards and some bags, not this particular one, actually gives you the ability to connect to network.
That's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's priceless for me. That's what you want.
Okay.
You want it to be able to do something completely different.
There we go.
Everybody logging into a bag.
Although, Richard's just texted in on 4001 and says GPS may not work indoors. So if your bag is lost indoors somewhere, it might not help you find it. Underground.
Well, right. Underground,
yes, I agree. I mean,
so
if I'm sitting in the London Tube
and
somebody is particularly hiding your bag for
hours
on
end. Gotten off the tube and left it there because you are forgetful.
Yes.
And then it's just on the tube and that train is going wherever it's going that day. It wouldn't help, would it?
It would not help. But I do believe the GPS does work indoors. I mean, my phone works indoors, so I'm guessing it will work indoors. The size of this thing is good for international carry-on. It's about 22 inches by 14 inches by 9 inches, and it costs around, what do you think?
I'm going to say probably about 2,500 dirhams.
Yeah, because most suitcases are expensive, plus all this tech.
I have outdone myself this time with this recommendation.
How much?
This is 1,500 max.
Wow, that's great.
So are you going to get it?
The way I gauge this when we talk about it is, would I want it if it was free? And I think if it was free, then I would possibly get it. Yeah, doesn't sound too
bad.
There
we go. All right, so I'm 1-0 for my recommendations with Steph. Okay, so
we're going to come back. We're going to talk about more.
Yes. All right.
Stay poised and we'll come back. What are we talking about next, Cham?
Smart pens. I think these are awesome.
Getting techie.
We're getting techie this afternoon with Shams from Dell. We have already talked about only one thing, actually. You've only missed out on the smart suitcase if you just tuned in. We're moving on to something which maybe unfairly I said sounded a little bit boring just before there, and it was the smart pen.
No, I think this is awesome. Here's a surprise for you, Steph. Believe it or not, I take a lot of notes with
pen
and paper. No, but me, Mr. Getting Techie. I'm very
notes.
Old school. Yes, actual notes, pen to paper. Old school in that regards.
I'm amazed.
Aren't you?
I thought you would have some kind of thing where you just, like maybe even someone who you talk to down the phone and they take the notes.
No, I'm not that cool yet. So I find that, you know, no matter how well Siri and all the other, assistants listen to me, or how deft and nimble I am with my thumbs, the simple deed of just pulling out a pen and writing something down is always faster, easier, and just way more professional.
I also think it makes you remember things better when you've actually written them down.
Agreed. I don't know. It's got a term to it. Is this something, mechanical memory or something?
Something you would know, Michelle.
Huh?
Sounds like something you would know, a term for something, don't you think?
but
I was just thinking how weak my hand has got because I've been texting and typing too much. I don't know if anybody at home feels this. Whenever I write too much with a pen, I'm like, oh my goodness,
it
I'm
aches.
So tired.
Yeah.
When I was little,
agreed.
I did so well.
Agreed. I hate it when I fly to these countries and they ask you to fill out all those forms at immigration. And you're sitting there thinking, why are you making me do this? First of all, I'm about to enter your country. Already my hands are killing me. And, get with the program. Go digital.
I don't know. I feel like it gives me an opportunity to do nice writing. You don't even have to fill in a small form.
Ah, yes.
I enjoy it.
Well, enter the smart pen.
Print in black pen. Mm. Make sure you have all those utensils ready.
I'm quite excited about this smart pen now.
There we go. So these things, of course, you can write and draw with them. They immediately capture and live capture your written notes as well as your drawings.
How do they do that then?
So, okay, great question. I like that she asked that question. Mm. So the pens usually have a variety of different ways. The one that I'm going to talk about actually has not a camera, but a sensor at the end of the pen's tip. Which actually allows you to be able to track exactly the pen's movement. And the way it does that is the pages, most of them do this, the pages that they actually provide you have particular dots on them, spaced out in a particular way so that the pen can actually follow and track your actual writing. Of course, you need to be able to have Bluetooth and other connectivity to your device.
Does it depend what your writing's like? Because, I mean, some people have atrocious writing, don't they?
It depends. So there's three things that we're talking about what these pens are doing, which I think are awesome. Number one, first and foremost, they actually just capture exactly what you've made. It could be a drawing even, a sketch, and it will capture it. So at that point, your handwriting doesn't matter. But the second thing that it does is it actually transcribes your notes and translates it to actual text. So from that perspective, handwriting does matter. Now, the third thing.
And what does it do with that text once it's figured out what you're saying?
Saves it to the app. And then you could do whatever you want with it, you know, email and so forth. So I know that Michelle was saying, oh, if you could have just emailed me those notes, Steph, then it would have been so much more easier.
But then we all know if you're going to do something that needs to be emailed to someone, it's quicker to type it than it is to write it down.
No, I would disagree. Really? Well, if it's going to be, yeah. So if you're anyway planning to email and you don't have a smart pen, you might choose to start by typing away. But I find, I think Michelle would agree, that writing for me, from a note-taking perspective, is faster, more efficient, and just a more effective way of doing it. Especially when you're trying to write stuff for email. Think about this. I can't draw anything. There's no flow charts. I don't have any of my arrows, any of my diagrams that say this was a thought bubble.
That's true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So pens, what was it? Pen is still mightier than the sword?
The pen, yeah.
Bingo. So that's the game here. The pen is still mightier than the keyboard. And this thing can do the notes, just capture it as you've written it. It can also convert your notes into text. But the third thing that I think...
Where, can I just ask where we are writing with this pen?
Great question. You're writing it on normal paper.
Normal paper.
You're not writing it on a tablet. This is not one of those, you know, areas where you're writing it on a tablet. For people who still like the feel of pen on paper.
So I'm scribbling in my moleskin notebook, my travel notes as I travel.
Bingo.
Right.
I think this would be amazing for secretaries. Can you imagine when you get called into the office by the boss?
Yeah.
And they just need to take a few notes or a few ideas and you write them all down and then you get back to your desk.
Oh, Michelle, you haven't heard the best bit.
Oh,
you haven't heard the best bit. Okay. Especially in light of what you're talking about, secretaries. I think it'll be great for kids who are going to school, right? Mm. Imagine. So anybody who's listening who wants a great gift for your kid, this is the one to get. But here's the most awesome thing, especially from what we're talking about. You can actually set this pen to start recording whatever you're also writing. So if I'm having a discussion with you right now and somebody's taking notes, the pen would, of course, allow you to take the notes, but it's also recording the entire audio of that discussion. And then once it's captured it digitally, you can actually on the text, picture this, press somewhere on the text and then hear the recording. The text becomes your timeline. You could press on the text somewhere and it actually starts playing the recording from what was being said at that time.
Huge for journalists then as well.
Getting techie.
We got Shams here from Dell, who's with us. He's here every fortnight, and we look at tech, we look at travel. This afternoon, we're looking at things you want to be putting in your suitcase, which will make your travels a bit more fun tech-wise. In fact, we started with an actual suitcase, and then we moved on to the smart pen. Take a little listen to what the smart pen does.
The LiveScribe 3 smart pen turns your words into action. Your handwritten notes instantly appear on your tablet or smartphone. Once on your device, it's easy to convert your handwriting into text and send it to your friends or colleagues. Your tablet or smartphone can record audio as you write to capture the things you don't.
Hi, this is Mr. Green. I'm calling to confirm my reservation on April 18th.
Certainly. I have you down for two people at 7:30 p.m.
And your address is 252 California Street in San Francisco, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Excellent. We're looking forward to it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Your notes become more useful when they appear in your favorite apps. Simply tap your notes to play back audio from that moment in time.
252 California Street in San Francisco, correct?
With the LiveScribe 3 Smart Pen. Turn your words into action.
Just been having a little look at this pen. It looks a little bit like a fountain pen. You wouldn't look at it and go, oh, that's some tech gadget, would you? It looks like a normal pen.
Yeah.
But that's going to be pretty easy. I mean, how many pens do I lose a day, Michelle?
Oh, how many do you have of mine that you say you're going to give back to me?
18. And I don't know where they are anymore. They've moved on to the next person who's going to lose them. It's tricky to hang on to a pen, I think.
Really?
Yeah, hugely tricky.
I don't lose my pens.
No.
I'm the only person that loses pens.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
I can't be the only person that takes other people's pens.
No, you are.
I have about five pens in my bag because I know that somebody's going to come and ask me for a pen during the day. Because then they take mine. Because sometimes even if you leave it on your desk,
yeah, it's taken.
All for goes.
Normally it's me.
Because is it you?
Pens, I don't see pens as being a thing that you can own. I think a pen in a work environment is just a pen, and if it's just left there on an empty desk, you can
unless
pick it up
unless it's
and use
a special pen, yeah, like a Tiffany pen.
So I have a solution for that. I have two pens. That's all I have in my briefcase. The one pen that I use for myself, and I actually have a pen that if somebody asks, A, I will give it to them. B, I will ask them for it back. And this includes, I mean, I don't know if you've been in a tougher situation. I've been in airports, standing in a queue, filling out my form, and then somebody would say, can I have your pen after you're done for the form? And I, yeah, but I'm next. You know, I'll give it to you. I think you'll be able to fill in the next three lines, but then you have to give it back.
That's so organized to have a pen for other people. Yeah. Anand says, what about refills for this pen?
It is a regular pen, so it is standard ballpoint pen, and yes, the refills are also standard.
Okay, we've got to get to how much this pen costs, because I am quite
what
interested.
What do you think?
Ooh, I think we're looking in the region of about 500 dirhams.
What Shell? Do you think, Michelle?
Yes, we're on the same line, me and Steph, today.
Oh,
yeah.
No, this thing is going to cost you 660 dirhams.
I think it's an amazing pen for a certain profession, like we said before the break, journalists or secretaries, personal assistants.
Yeah.
I think this would change their lives and cut their work back.
Although it would be fantastic if you had a journal when you were traveling,
yeah,
and you could then jump back to audio notes as well. It would just make that journal come to life, wouldn't it?
I just thought it was amazing, and you could like narrate it. You're like, once upon a time, and your journey, like a Dave and Attenborough, you know, as you sit, as we sit on the plane and it takes off, yeah, annoying everybody on the plane. This is what you do because it's recording the audio as well.
And authors write in travel books. This could be the future, couldn't
yes
it?
Are you still sticking to 500?
Yeah.
I think this is an awesome pen. I have had actually pen, digital smart pens before, and I know they're a huge time saver, huge in terms of making me more organized and effective. The only downside is, in the end, it is a digital pen. When I used to have them, they weren't that good when it comes to stability and just sort of being, how do I say this, actually just work
a normal
for
pen.
Work for the long time that I need them to be able to work. They would always spoil very often, but this was a few years ago. I would probably look into this one.
Okay, so that's a small pen. Where are we going next with our travel tech?
Next, we're going to talk, you know, from a holiday list perspective about cameras. We're not going to talk about those chunky pro cameras. We're interested in the amateur photographers and what, you know, are some awesome techs in the world of cameras. Now, I think this is interesting because Steph, I, and Mark have talked about this at length. And I would be interested in hearing Michelle's views, right? I mean, what do you think? Taking cameras with you on holiday...
There's so many cameras out there now today. So which ones are you talking about? Those professional cameras that come in the big bag?
Any camera that's not your phone. Do you take it on holiday?
That's Steph's argument.
I've got an Osmo, which is a stabilizer.
Oh, wow.
A video stabilizer. So I kind of like that, but it is chunky. So I really have to consider. Otherwise, I take with my phone. But if you're a professional, I know how passionate people are about taking those photos, and you finally get an opportunity to go overseas and take them. So, yeah, I'm on the fence.
You know, Steph was talking about, I'm slowly, over the last couple of months, starting to convert Steph over to the side of the light. Mm. When we first started talking about cameras, we've covered cameras quite a few times. Steph was just, no, I don't even take pictures with my phone. I'm there for the moment. I'm not doing any pictures. And now look at her. She's talking about the smart pen and how it could, what did you say? Bring to life your holiday experience.
The tech has got me.
The cameras can also do that. Specifically, one of my favorites that I always talk about. We've got three that we're going to talk about. One of my favorite products is the Ricoh Theta S. This, you know, to set the scene for you. A sense of presence, right? Like it takes 360 videos. So, you could take these videos and be able to relive the entire scene, capture the details. These are high definition, 4K, 360 videos, right? And of course, with the future of VR technology, you could actually immerse yourself into these memories. So,
are these like these 360 videos that you see everybody taking on Facebook?
When
they go somewhere and you...
Yes, exactly.
So is this a specific, so this is not on a phone, this is a device that just
device.
Does
it's
these...
It's a device that is about the A big, about the size of, you know, my palm. And about two fingers wide. And that's it.
Ooh.
And this thing can actually take 360-degree videos. It is the best all-rounder, high-res, you know, live stream, easy to use, transferable to your phone. So that is a camera that I would recommend to everybody.
Why isn't that happening on our phones yet, then, instead of it being a separate?
Great question. The way that the Ricoh Theta works, or any camera that is doing 360, is two things that you have to bear in mind. Number one, it has multiple facing cameras, two in the minimum, fisheye lens, or it could have even more than two to get you better quality images. So that's the first thing that these cameras need, and the phones simply don't have that. Second thing, the phone cameras are not as high res as these cameras. These are dedicated features on devices, right? The phone has so much else going on. So yeah, those are, I think, two different things that you have to consider. These are specific devices dedicated to capture these 360 degree videos. Now, as I said, I'm not talking about the pro camera photographers. I'm talking about as a amateur vacationer, travel tech, road warrior. What are the kind of essentials that I would like to have to be able to capture that scene that I set, relive the moment? I think the 360 cameras are just awesome. So
I don't know. It's like a standalone piece that you have to buy just to do 360. But I suppose if you're...
And pictures as well, not just videos.
Because I suppose if you're maybe you're a hiker, you're going to these amazing, you know, get to the top of a mountain, you want to take that kind of picture, perhaps the, for that.
But you know, on your phone, you can do panoramic pictures.
Yes.
Have you ever tried those?
Yep, done loads of them, but I never look at them again. I never upload them anywhere. And like, I'll stand there and try and get them right and try and get the line right. But...
Do you get the line right?
Sometimes.
See, I have OCD, so...
But does it matter? Because what? I never upload them anywhere.
Okay, yesterday I was talking to my dad, Father's Day and everything, and my brother just returned from university, from Manchester, and I was looking... I actually took and settled my brother in Manchester 4 years ago. And it was a very difficult time. And after doing that... Today, my brother just arrived back home, and my dad was recollecting. Remember, Shams, when you sent me that picture of him looking out of the bus? I said, yes, Dad, hold on a second. We were on FaceTime. Just popped up on my computer, popped the picture.
Aww,
my dad
nice.
Started tearing.
Oh, that's lovely. And but would it have mattered if it was a 360-degree picture or just a standard picture?
Imagine. He would have started bawling if it was a 360-degree picture.
Really?
He would have been able to re-immerse himself.
See, I don't think it would have made any difference.
I do love looking at those 360s on Facebook, I must say. When they pop up on your news feed, you're like looking into it. Because it's like a gimmick, right? You know,
it's a gimmick. That's what I think it is. And I feel like if we just hold our breaths long enough, we won't have to spend the money.
You said the wrong word, Michelle. Gimmick. She doesn't like that word.
It's gimmick.
Oh, but no, honestly speaking, though, 360 pictures that you're talking about that come up on Facebook, that's one thing. But have you seen the 360 videos?
Ah, yes, I have seen. Oh, I've seen an amazing one they did in a wildlife reserve. That was incredible with these rhinos. It was the last three northern white rhinos in the world, I believe. And they were just hanging out, these rhinos. And I was going around looking at this rhino, and I was looking at this rhino, and I was like, whoa, they're everywhere.
Steph, it'll fix your zoo problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is awesome. A winner, Steph. So, but the 360 videos are so awesome. You could look at it again and again and see a different perspective every different time.
Yeah, but if they start popping up on Facebook, I won't be looking at everyone's 360-degree videos because I won't have time.
Obviously, this is not about the that depends on the person's ability to create a good 360-degree video.
Yeah, it takes holiday photos to a whole new level, doesn't it? It's not just have a quick look at me album.
But here we're talking about I want to be able to relive the moment that I'm in.
Yeah.
There we go.
But I also have a theory about if we're taking all of these photos, right? Like so many over the years, when are we ever going to sit realistically and look back at them all?
Oh, we do though.
We do.
I don't.
I just gave you an example. We do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So how much? Well, I'll tell you because I want to be able to move on to the next one. This thing costs 1,300 dirhams. There is a cheaper version for 1,100, but I just don't think it's worth it.
Okay.
I think 1,301 is the one.
Getting techie. We are getting techie this afternoon with Shams from Dell, talking about all different kinds of things you might want to put in your suitcase over the summer when you head off on your travels, tech-wise. The next one, I think we need to have a little listen to this before we get into chatting about it, shall we? Okay, this is Sam Lee, who is the founder of Mi Mini. He's explaining just what this product does. He's at a web summit. This is back in 2014.
Mi Mini is a wearable camera that captures HD video clips after they've happened. So that for the moments that you should have captured, your child's first steps, fishing, when you catch a fish with your friends, you can experience the moments and then choose to capture them after they've occurred.
Excellent. And if your business was a superhero, who would it be?
Oh, if my business was a superhero, who would it be? It would have to be... I can make one up. It would be a time shifter, because Mi Mini enables you to go back in time up to 5 minutes and save the moments that matter for you.
So that was Sam Lee, who is the founder of Mi Mini. Now, I love what you went for there. Your child's first steps, yeah, important to remember. Fishing? Catching a fish with your mate?
Think about it. I mean, remember, you have to put yourself into the shoes of the moment. If you're fishing, have you caught the moment where that fish is basically captured? Especially if it's a big one, right? A surprise one. You want to be able to capture that moment. And the point is, by the way,
that's
really
the second most important moment after your kid taking its first steps in life.
It's not the second most. It's trying to create a variety of moments and you can compare. But so imagine if you're sitting and doing an awesome presentation and you realize after the fact that, oh my God, that was probably the best pitch I've ever done.
I could show my husband and bore him with this when I get home.
Bingo.
Bingo. Rather than just tell him about it, which would take 30 seconds, I can go, do you want to watch the video?
There you go.
Just explain what this does.
Is it like wearing like a, I'm just imagining, I know this is probably not right, but you know when you're a miner and you've got like a light on your head?
Yes.
One of those like things that you strap around your head and you have to go underground? Is this the same thing?
Basically, but you're strapping it around your, you can wear it like a necklace or something.
Okay.
Yeah? You could strap it anywhere you want. Stop step.
Around your waist? You could? Choker? A lot of people are wearing chokers these days.
But the nice thing that he said, I forget exactly how he said it. What did he say? It's like a time shifter.
Yes.
Right? That's, I think, the summary of what this thing is. So this thing is constantly recording on a tape. Not an actual tape, right? But think about it, on a loop. And what it does is, because it's recording and it's buffering the moment that it's capturing, when the moment happens, it's got some buffer and you could just press one button and say, save that.
Yeah, this would be fantastic for me when I go off and do things for work, actually. It takes me so long to get my phone out and get set up that the thing has normally happened. I'm terrible at getting organized to video stuff.
Well, yeah, once again, for journalists, they say you're out and about on the streets of Dubai and something happens and you're like, oh, it's my phone.
But on holiday, it's always the same thing, isn't it? Things that you want to take a picture of. You're like, whoa, in my bag. Get my bag out.
Exactly.
It's great thing for holidays,
exactly.
This. But I just think it's a bit creepy that you're constantly filming just in case you need it.
And this guy thinks you're going to go fishing with it. You're playing with your kids in case, you know, they... So it's like a 24/7 thing. It's
but I know. But 24/7 recording, but remember, it's on a buffer. I forget exactly how long it records. I think it records it for only a few minutes. You can set it, okay? So, but the point is, it's gone after that time.
If you
chose not to archive it, it's gone. So it's overwriting that space, right?
It's interesting, isn't it? I just think it opens up. It's a different world.
Is it? So it's video and photos. It's like photos that your videos.
It's doing video recordings.
Okay.
So if you press the button. So here's the thing. The device itself has a buffer for a few seconds to a few minutes as per your preference. The device also has a bank where if you click the button, it'll save. It can save a few clips, right? And you can also set it for when I press the button, how much of a time span do you go back and save? So you can set it for a couple of seconds, you can set it for a couple of minutes, whatever you want. And of course, depending on that permutation, it saves a number of clips on your actual bank.
You'd never miss a thing, but is that a good thing?
Yes.
I don't know if it is.
I don't know, I'm just imagining a romantic dinner in Paris and
you could be recording it all, but really?
Yeah, and then your husband says something, he's like, you just wait a second, I just want to keep that quick.
Yeah, it's really weird, isn't it? It's weird.
No, but you don't have to do that. It's sitting there. You don't have to go, wait a second, darling. I don't want to miss a thing.
You
none of that.
You just keep
go,
clicking
click,
on your thing, like click.
Yeah, but that would be a problem, yes.
Yeah, but also, you're having your romantic dinner in Paris with your husband, and then you say something really nice to him, and then you go, you're not going to save that? Create all different kinds of arguments.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think
that
this
could
is
happen.
Weird. It's just weird. It's too much of the future for me.
This is what we're all going to turn into. These people just walking around with these clicker buttons.
Like recording it. That's not life, is it?
Yeah.
Like it happened and it happening was life, but you having it to look back, I don't know.
That is a discussion. You know, as I've converted Steph into more of a digital, into the light.
Ooh, good job.
She's converted me to the dark somewhat.
Ooh.
Because I also wonder sometimes, exactly what you said, is it really that I should be looking at these memories through all the videos and pictures in the past? Or should I be more living in the moment?
And
I do live in the moment, but you know, I wonder, am I wasting time here?
Where I think about this a lot at the moment is with politicians.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, we just had the election in Britain at the moment. And There's so many videos. I mean, there was a GIF the other day of Jeremy Corbyn and he missed a high five and hit a lady. We shouldn't have hit a lady. And I remember thinking, oh, you know what? Back in the day, no one would have necessarily captured that. But then that takes over and then that makes people think a certain thing about that person. I don't know if we need to capture every single little thing all the time.
In my defense, the Mi Mini and the Ricoh Theta S and all the features I've talked about have no bearing or influence on these kinds of moments that poor... Jeremy Corbyn.
But they do
had.
If no. you manage to capture it.
But those are all on the standard technology that already exists and has existed for decades.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe.
That's got nothing to do with tech. That's got something to do with the evolution of humanity.
But how do we know he's not using this, whoever was filming that at that particular moment? I'll just keep that.
Yeah, we'll just hold on to that. Put a pin in it.
I would want one of these, but I would hope that I would stop using it after a while. Does that make sense? I hope it is a gimmick.
Yeah, no, I do get exactly what you're feeling. I was feeling the same way when I was looking into this. That, you know, and really what Michelle was saying, how often would I be clicking? But you opened my perspective from a different perspective, which is, what if somebody else had it and I know what it is? I'd be like, I would personally feel like I did a brilliant job. Why didn't they click that?
Or self-conscious that you're constantly being filmed as well.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, it's a really weird one, isn't it?
Yeah. Embrace it.
How much does it cost if we do want to buy it?
650 dirhams.
See, that seems quite cheap to me. I don't think that's very expensive. That would really help me with
work. The 360 video one, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and it's called the Mi Mini. Love to know from anyone if they like the sound of that. 4001, let us know what you think of recording something all the time, just so you could have it if you wanted to that moment.
Yes.
Champs, we've run out of time. As always, it goes too fast.
Yep.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time, though.
Will do.
Have a fantastic time in Nairobi.
Yes, thank you.